County Sheriff's Office with us as Sheriff Dustin Weitzel, along with Sergeant Bree Frank. Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Nice to have you guys here. And I know the one thing at the top of your mind is still hiring, isn't it?
I feel like we're always hiring, unfortunately. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, we are transitioning from our courthouse positions. Now we're hiring for deputy sheriff positions. So now's the time to put in those applications. If you've ever been interested in law enforcement, want to know more, check out our website at DodgeCountySheriffNE.com, and that's where you can fill out the application as well. That application is open until February 6th. Then we'll have written and physical testing on February 10th. So we're excited to get some people in and those applications in. We had a really strong first week, so I hope it continues.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe remind our listeners, do you need a degree of some sort to apply for these?
No degree, high school diploma, GED, or high school diploma or the equivalent. And we like to see, you know, college or just that you finish something that's good but not required. Conviction free past. There's some things that can still go through. However, you know, the felonies or serious misdemeanors are going to disqualify you. And really, we want good people. So if you're questioning it or not sure if maybe you're qualified or have any questions, reach out to us. Let us know either by email or our website so that we can chat with you and let you know that it's probably something that you want to do.
Yeah. Would it be possible, let's say I wanted to start with, I know you said you're getting close to filling those courthouse positions, but wouldn't that be a good place to start where somebody said, I want to do that first?
Absolutely. You know, we had the applications for the courthouse screeners go in beginning in January, mid-January. Interviewed some of those people last week and, you know, hoping to get that up and running by the beginning to middle of February here. And if you're interested in something like that for a stepping stone type of deal, or even working at corrections, and those, you know, corrections is full right now, but we have some of those screeners, you know, it's a part-time position, so they may, you know, be here for a while and move on and hoping, you know, we're hoping that they apply for the deputy spot as well.
Yeah,
be a good opportunity for some of the younger people to start in that position.
And it takes a little bit to get to that point where you're actually working a regular a shift or such. But maybe generally, where does a deputy start pay-wise? Can you give an idea?
Yeah, we start at $26.04, and that tops out at about $36. Okay. So we have really good support. We have really good community support. We have really good support from the county board. So we are pretty much in, we think we make a lot of money, but other people might not agree. However, you're well compensated for the job that we do, and we're excited to get people in because those wages have increased in the last 3 years pretty significantly.
Yeah, good deal. Lately, I imagine with the weather, you probably haven't had as many people out and about going through things or stealing things, but the phone has become something to be aware of.
Yeah, Chris. I received two different calls last week of some phone scams. One locally, again, was somebody representing the sheriff's office here in Dodge County that stated that the individual they had called had an outstanding warrant for their arrest. But they obviously didn't give them any information and called us and said, hey, you know, I just want to check and make sure this isn't real. And again, it was kind of a phone scam type of deal that had a warrant. You can pay over the phone to take care of it. You know, we'll never contact you by phone and pay it over the phone, right? So be cognizant of the local one. And then the second one was individual got a call from Customs Border and the Border, like U.S. Border Patrol.
Okay.
Stating that they had received a package through the border down in like the Texas area, had your name and stuff on it, you know, some illegal narcotics and things like that that was coming to your residence, and another warrant it was issued, and then you could take care of it over the phone and, you know, and pay and take care of that. So, again, neither individual gave out any information. Please don't give out any information over the phone to pay, you know, for anything like that. So just be aware of something.
Can you set something up where you actually, maybe you give them an account, but then you take their money?
I'm sure there's a way.
You know, they give me those phone numbers and we call them back.
And do they ever answer?
Well, sometimes they have.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so years past that we've had people, you know, they'll answer, but I tried on both of these and it went to like a, you know, it didn't, nobody answered it.
Right.
Actually, one was a fax machine, I believe.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So
sure.
Yeah. Amazing how they can
numbers.
Yeah. You know? It's amazing how they can do that.
You know,
and then get the names of real deputies.
And that's just it. They'll, you know, they'll go and check and find out the name of some of our officers and use that information. And they have all of our phone numbers and everything that, you know, may even come up as the sheriff's office number or something, you know, pretty close to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. With all the snow here in the last week, it is. It makes for a mess. So a lot of different, I suppose you get a lot of different calls.
Yes.
Different things going on. Yeah.
We kind of, well, we as an agency, we've dubbed this storm Snowmageddon 2024. It's not official by any means. But if we are talking about it, that's kind of how we talk about it. We kind of ran the numbers from Friday, January 12th to kind of the 16th. And those numbers were pretty significant. However, we only had four cruisers that got stuck.
That's not correct.
Oh.
We had six.
Okay, never mind. So we were pretty, we were digging ourselves out.
Yeah.
So,
sure, we'll have the other ones.
With that being said, total calls for all agencies in the county was 515 over the 4 to 5 day period for law enforcement and fire.
Law enforcement, fire, rescue. Everybody.
Motorist assists were, we did 42 of those. Again, stranded vehicles with people in them that were taken to shelter were 19.
Okay.
Transported 19 individuals that were actually stuck out there. We had four property damage accidents and one resulting with injuries. So not a lot of accidents, which was good.
Yeah.
Because those are hard to work, obviously, during that weather condition. But a lot of those were, you know, slide-offs that either get back on the road or we get called to. And then again, you know, we tell you to stay home and give you all the warning. We ourselves got stuck. We had six cruisers get stuck that we had to dig ourselves out. Fortunately, I mean, if we can't get there, you know, we're telling you not to go somewhere, you know, and,
right.
And even if you have, like you mentioned earlier, Chris, a four wheel drive vehicle, you may get a little further than some people, but you're still going to get stuck in a 10-foot drift.
You're not immune. Yeah.
For sure.
And we had to have that extra equipment come in, you know,
from
other states and get, you know, the plows and the big blowers up on 91 and around the whole eastern part of the state was using that equipment that normally we, you know, we don't use.
Yeah, those east-west roads were just not, the wind just kept on going, that's for sure.
And I would just did, like, even the other day with the a minimal blowing.
On Sunday morning,
yes.
Roads be turning. I mean, you guys were working, and the road just becomes slick and icy again with snow.
Yeah.
Deputy Kampsteiner really held on to the northern part of the county for us. He actually assisted in getting payloaders, snowmobiles, and Snyder Fire to about, I think, about 7 or 8 people that were stranded on Highway 91. So Deputy Kampsteiner really orchestrated that, got it all together. They went out kind of as a group with the payloaders to be able to move through the snow, get these people out. They left their cars there. Then they were able to be transported to Snyder and to Snyder Fire. So he really did a great job in the northern half because some of them couldn't get there.
Yeah.
I know in Iowa, they put out calls. Several counties have put out calls to get snowmobilers ready to be on call in case they ever need this again. So
it's
a good idea to you have one, put it to good use.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's a different part of our job. You know, we're not obviously stopping cars for speeding and, you know, we're taking our calls, but yet it's, you know, for that 4 or 5 days, it's pretty much rescue.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it is.
And we're trying to get to people ourselves, but if, you know, we can't get there, you know, we try to make opportunities and, and maybe have to reach out to other people and find equipment to get there. So we appreciate all that help too.
Yeah. I didn't give you any warning on this, but this morning I read a story on a bill being introduced in the legislature on texting and driving again, where it would become a primary offense instead of a, hey, oh, you have a taillight on. And by the way, I saw you texting. Yeah, that just doesn't work. But, I guess I just wanted to kind of, 45 other states do have primary offense laws now.
Correct. I heard your numbers from the patrol from last year, and they were very minimal.
Hardly anything. Yeah.
And a lot of our accidents are because of distracted driving and, you know, phone use. I personally would think that that would be a top priority for the state to get that passed, just for the distracted driving and the crashes and everything that happens because of it.
Yeah, for sure.